Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick. We are live on Facebook right now, trying this little video feed thing, too. You can only see me, so you've been spared from viewing Patrick, or Barry the Boater, for that matter, who's connected with us via the web. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you, Greg. And welcome to the 12 computer monitors that you have surrounding you.
Yeah.
Every time I come into the studio, there's another piece of electronic wizardry. I am still running a laptop
with
a Pentium 2.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you've got multiple monitors.
Right.
Cameras.
Yes.
What's the deal, man?
I'm high tech. It's a video world. Have you not figured that out? Even though we're the World of Boating radio show, I got to see stuff so I can present it accordingly.
Why don't you just put a mirror in front of you? That would solve it right there.
Well, that's what Facebook Live is for. And so, the camera shows me and I can look right back at it. And it works kind of like a mirror, too. Barry the Boater can appreciate that, I know.
Yeah, well, you know how they say the camera adds 50 pounds? It ain't the camera.
Real funny. Very funny. What do you think, Barry? Is it true?
I think you're going to glow in the dark.
With all these computers? Yeah, you think so? Yeah. It's possible. But
well, you're not having any more children, right?
Yeah. Talk up, buddy. You're way too soft. Come on. Wake up, Barry. Barry the Boater.
No, I'm sleepy.
Why?
It's a beautiful day out here. It's windy.
A little windy?
Not a good day for boating, but it's great for sitting out and just enjoying
chilling.
The breeze.
Okay, yeah. And hanging out with the World of Boating crew. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
okay.
That works, too. All right, yeah. Captain Rusty is actually, I believe he's at the Jacksonville Boat Show today. Is that what's going on?
I have no idea. I know the New York Boat Show is going on.
Well, he has some kind of boat show he's doing up there with Jacksonville Marine. I assume it's the Jacksonville Boat Show.
Oh, yeah, and let me, okay.
Uh-oh.
So Rusty, God bless him, posts a video on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's him driving a tractor at the boat show, okay, to go hook up to an empty trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So he backs up to this trailer, lifts the rear arm,
okay,
and takes off with the trailer.
Right.
So I commented that, please tell me you didn't take off with that trailer without latching the receiver down and putting the safety chains on.
Hmm.
Now.
And he replied back with
some ridiculous nonsense.
Like, shut up, Patrick.
Yeah,
let me do my job.
Pretty much. But here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with how trailer receivers work, Greg?
Because
this is something that it's the simplest thing in the world, but people forget to do it. The little lever.
Yeah, that little latch
that lifts up. It kind of looks like a fork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That lifts up underneath the ball.
Yeah.
Barry, you're familiar with what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. You trailer your boat.
Yep.
So when you don't secure the latch, okay, even when you're on a tractor,
mm-hmm.
and for our listeners out there, if you're taking your boat into a service center and you drop off your boat and it's on a trailer and they pull around and pull up with a tractor and they go to pull out with it without latching that, yell, stop, whatever, short of shooting them,
yeah.
Do it. Because what happens is when that fork is in the down position,
mm-hmm.
so the lever hasn't been locked, when they stop and start, it presses up against that fork and bends it out of shape.
Mm, which is not good.
Well, no, because then it never locks correctly. Then you see people at boat ramps and stuff beating on them with hammers. You ever see that, Barry?
I haven't seen them do that, but if you're not careful, you can latch that latch down and not realize that the ball did not engage properly.
That's true as well.
I did do that once, and I noticed that when I stopped at the gas station, I said, something isn't right, and I saw it hanging by the chains. I was lucky I had my chains on.
You were real. You know, trailer mishaps occur. I actually had many, many years ago, aside from blown tires and stuff like that, I had one complete wheel actually snap off the spindle. And the boat I was pulling, I was actually pulling it with a semi. So it's not like I really noticed it until I saw the tire and the wheel pass me on I-4. And I'm not making that up. I saw it literally bounced past me and bounced over a traffic barricade. And I was like, oh my God, was that mine? And get pulled off the road. Because, you know, pulling something like that with a big rig, you just don't feel it.
Yeah.
And then was it multiple axles?
It was triple axle.
Ah, that's why. Yeah.
And then I actually had a trailer kind of a gooseneck style, not a true gooseneck like a fifth wheel, but a gooseneck where it's a raised receiver, actually break at the weld. And again, thank God having the safety chains hooked up, because that's all that kept that from being something that would have been really, really bad. And I can't tell you how many people I've stopped, you know, at boat ramps and stuff like that, and they've got a two and five sixteenths inch trailer, and they're putting it on a 2-inch ball, you know, or a 1 7/8, and mm-hmm. it's like this thing's gonna, oh well, you know, it's so tongue heavy, you know, it doesn't pop off, and you know, it's just don't do that. And for Rusty, I was really kind of surprised, because again, the potential is there to do damage to a trailer that doesn't, you don't need to have occur. And what happens is people actually find it a little laborious to have to back up to the trailer, lift the rear arm, get it centered on the ball, put the tractor in neutral, you should actually shut it off, set the brake, climb off of it, go latch it, climb back on the tractor, start it back up, and you know, move it to where you need to. But I've seen it happen even at the manufacturing level, where trailers pop off and you know, bad stuff happens.
Well, if I know Rusty, he was caught up in the whole thing as, I'm on a tractor! I'm on a tractor!
It really was kind of like that.
I have a feeling it was. And he didn't really care about, you know, things like little minor details. Like, he wanted his picture taken on a tractor and just kind of putts around playing with boats and stuff.
Well, I admonished him on Facebook. Yeah. So I'm sure I shamed him
appropriately. He didn't like your comic, though.
Nobody likes my comments,
well,
Greg.
True. Good point.
But that doesn't stop me.
But I don't know. He may join us here. We'll see. He's obviously very busy today. But he
threatened fixing receivers on trailers.
Maybe. He might be putting out those you know, kind of fires or correcting those mistakes. I don't know. But we do have Barry the Boater and a lot of boating news and information. Let's see. The New York Boat Show is going on this weekend.
It is.
Our buddy Captain Keith Ammons. He's up there, and I saw earlier in the week he posted up on Facebook that he went to the stock exchange and helped him like ring the final bell, I think, on Wednesday or something.
Was Regulator doing something on
Maybe.
The stock exchange?
I'm not sure what it was.
You're a wealth of information.
Well, it could have been the entire boat show. It might not have just been
Regulator.
He was part of a, you know, boating contingent that got to visit the stock exchange on Wednesday. But
was
he's
it
up
an
there.
Up day or a down day?
It's been up all week, I believe, hasn't it?
It's getting scary.
Yeah. So I'd say I'm going to go with up, but I don't know for sure.
Barry, is it a bubble? I think it's a bubble.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Well, everything's a bubble eventually.
No. We're not talking normal cyclical market.
Okay, who cares?
We do, because it affects your ability to buy a boat.
Well, right now it's awesome.
Cash out now.
Enjoy it.
Now. And sell.
Enjoy it. You know, they're all predicting even bigger things, so let's hope it's
going
that way.
Yeah, bigger drops.
Trading places.
So wrong.
Sell Mortimer.
But so we have that, and then we have Rusty going on, and then you have a guy up there at New York Boat Show.
Yeah,
too,
actually,
right?
I have the owner of Sheltered Cove Marina out of New Jersey who's displaying at the New York Boat Show, Mark Hatman.
Okay.
So, you know.
Maybe we can connect with him.
I am trying feverishly to where we could get a on-floor report of the boat show and how things are going.
All right. That sounds good. And then, Barry, the seas are too rough because it's windy down there in South Florida today?
There's 13 to 14-foot seas out there today.
Ooh. So it'd be more like surfing
stuff.
If you took your...
Surfing,
No.
No? It wouldn't be? It won't sink, so it'd be surfing.
It's too windy. Do you have any idea how surfing works?
No, I'm saying if he took his boat out, he wouldn't really be boating. He'd be surfing. That was what I was saying. I wasn't talking surf lingo. Patrick's a surfer, too. So sometimes you got to dumb it down for them a little bit. But
what do you mean dumb it down? You said go surfing. You didn't say take your boat surfing.
When was the last time I addressed surfing on the show was when? Never!
When I came back from Costa Rica.
That's right.
No, that was him, not me.
Yeah, but
anyway.
You let him on.
Moving on.
He leads me on all the time.
My point is...
don't worry, Patrick. One day, you'll be hosting the show.
Barry the Boater's boat is, you know, it can't sink. It's one of those non, you know...
Yeah, but it can get flipped over.
And yeah, you can still surf across the top of the waves.
You'd be more inclined. Well, you know, if he flips over, then the prop is sitting up in the air. Now you've got an airboat.
Sweet!
A little airboat.
A little one, true. But a boat just the same, and it sounds like a lot so fun for someone else to try. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Arr! Why buy a house when ye can buy a houseboat? Yarr! Don't forget to check out the galley. That's real shag carpeting. Arr.
Baby, back her down the ramp and don't jackknife her. Let's see how many people we can fit inside her. I think we got half of the town invited for some beer on a boat on a Saturday. A few good friends just floating away. The world looks better through a cool pair of shades with some beer on a boat on a Saturday.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me. Along with Captain Patrick and Barry the Boater, connected via the web. If that weren't enough, you know, the New York Boat Show is going on this week, and we got Mark from
This is Mark Hatman, the owner of Sheltered Cove Marina out of Tuckerton, New Jersey.
Well, there you go. Mark, welcome to the World of Boating. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great today. Thanks for asking.
So the New York Boat Show in full effect, I would assume, on a Saturday afternoon. Am I right or what?
Absolutely. It's as busy as it's ever been. And I've been attending this boat show for over 20 years, and I've never seen a more enthusiastic crowd as we have today.
Wow. Do you think that's an economic tip of the hat to the economy right now? Or what do you think? Or do you have a prediction one way or another?
I have to attribute a majority of it to just the strong economy that we're having here, at least in our part of the country. It's very strong, and the buying influences are good because interest rates are low. The pricing of boats is very aggressive here at the show, and there's a lot of pent-up demand. People seem to be a lot more comfortable with their home equity and their employment status right now, and of course the tax breaks that we've seen effective this year are really giving people a little extra money in their pockets. So those things all kind of came together for the perfect storm. So we're really busy right now. So it's a good thing.
Now, Mark, in your area of the country, you know, the coast of New Jersey, I know you sell, of course, IOs, inboard outboards. You've got, I don't think you got too heavy into the IPS, the pod drives, but of course the outboards as well. Do you see the market shifting one way or another?
You know, I mean, initially when Regal started, Regal Boats is what we're selling up here this weekend. They traditionally have been a stern drive and IPS powered line, but now they've started to add outboard options onto just about every boat they manufacture. And what it's done is it's given us the ability to offer the customer the power of their choice. So the boats are identical, but we can put an outboard on it or we can put a stern drive on it. So I don't think that it's really swayed anyone from boating or not boating, but it's given the person the opportunity to pick the boat they want and the power that they want.
Now,
go ahead.
In your area off the coast of Jersey, what's the boating like? I mean, you know, so I go to the boat show and I meet you and your sales staff, and I go ahead and buy a boat. And, you know, of course, I know that the demand, the backlog with manufacturing, so maybe you don't have what I want in stock, but I'm willing to wait to get, you know, the boat that I want that's built for me. And once I get it delivered up there, where do I go?
Well, we have three locations along the coast of New Jersey, both in Tuckerton, which is central New Jersey. We have a northern New Jersey location and an extreme southern New Jersey location. So whichever facility is closest to our customer, we'll have the boat ready and prepared for them on the date of their choosing. We'll have it in the water because all of our facilities are on the water. And we have a full captain orientation ride that can last from 4 hours to 2 days, whatever the customer needs.
And what is there to do off the coast of Jersey? I mean, down here in Florida, it's pretty much every mile there's a place to stop. Anything, if I was up in that area, that you would recommend for new boaters or maybe even experienced boaters, that kind of hidden gems or something like that?
Oh, man, we have, and I spent some time in Florida myself, and I boat in both locations, and I got to say that we've got some of the best boating waters on the East Coast. During the warmer months, we've got miles and miles and miles of Back Bay calm water, where the water is averaging 6 to 12 feet deep, which every boat that we sell can handle. The waves are small. There's sandbars. There's beaches. There's quiet coves to anchor up in. And then you can scoot just offshore through one of our many inlets and be into some really nice fishing as close as, you know, a half a mile off the beach out to 50 miles into the canyons where the tuna and billfish live.
Wow.
Excellent.
We've got everything for everybody. There's nothing you can't do on a boat here in New Jersey.
Well, I was going to say, what about that little trek down the Hudson River? Can you do that and putz around the Statue of Liberty and play tourist like that or what?
Oh my gosh. If you boat up in the greater Manhattan area, not only can you go right up to the Statue of Liberty by boat, which is a perspective that very few people get to experience, but people that have boats in New Jersey, that's a highlight of their tour when they have visitors in. You can go up the Hudson River all the way north of Albany, which is a 3 or 4 day trip, and get into some just majestic cliffs and bluffs and wildlife. It's a beautiful ride.
Hmm. Now, again, this is Mark Hatman from Shelter Cove Marina out of Tuckerton, New Jersey, at the New York Boat Show Live. So, boat show, very well attended, as you said, probably as well attended in the 20 years that you've been going to it. Is there anything that is creating buzz right now?
The biggest buzz we have right now is Regal's introduced the only available boat right now that is a decent-sized cruiser in the 33-foot size that has outboard power. So traditionally, cruisers were only available in stern drive, and people that want to boat up on the sandbars or get into some shallower water or just simply have the concern of corrosion to stern drives being left in the salt water now have an option to have a large, really nice cruiser with outboard power.
And what you're seeing there industry-wise, is there anything that you see that's kind of the hot and upcoming for the new boating season? I mean, gadgets, gizmos, anything like that that you're aware of?
Well, yes, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of effects for water sports. The hottest thing that we're seeing right now that we're selling is a floating mat, which is a large foam mat that comes as small as 3x5 and as large as 20x50. A 20x50 can hold about 15 people with beach chairs and coolers, and you kind of create your own beach wherever you go. It will hold all those people and all that equipment on top of the water. They're very popular right now, so that's got to be the hottest thing going on.
Now, what about people at the show? Are you seeing any celebs? You're up there in New York City. I would imagine. What are the odds of seeing a couple of high-profile people looking to get a boat and get away from it all? You know, like Bill O'Reilly or Matt Lauer or something like that.
Not so much Matt Lauer, but we've seen quite a few professional sports guys are here.
Okay.
Mike Trout was up here. He was a local guy from New Jersey. He's looking for a new boat. We've had a couple of celebrities on the sitcom area from various sitcoms that reside in New York. They always come through. Of course, the governor's been here. He's brought his entourage through a few times. He loves to visit the boat show every year. He's an integral part of making it happen, so he's here with all his people. So
Twiggy, water skiing squirrel, is she up there? Or no?
Squiggy is here. Yeah, Squiggy's here this
Twiggy.
Year. Yes.
It's Twiggy, I think.
Yeah.
But
Twiggy, yeah.
Squiggy might be his cousin. Or
Mark,
her,
Mark, Mark, any sightings of Jersey's favorite son, Springsteen?
Not so far, not yet, but it's early, you know. He usually sleeps in on Saturday, so we usually see him on Sunday.
Well, he's doing that Broadway show, so he's probably have to sleep in late.
Hey, Mark, Greg also does a scuba radio show, Scuba Radio. It's really original. Can you hang on for another segment?
Sure.
All right. Okay, excellent. And we're going to talk scuba with him?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. On the world of boating, of course. Makes perfectly good sense.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Patrick. And we got Mark at the New York Boat Show from the
Shelter Cove Marina.
Shelter Cove Marina.
That's for the fourth time, Greg.
We'll Shelter get it by Cove the Marina. Time it's...
You'll get it. Mark, I apologize. We were kind of hard up against the break. I didn't know we were coming up so quick. So as I was saying, Greg also hosts a radio show about scuba diving. So I go to your dealership. I've bought my new boat. What kind of scuba diving up off the coast of Jersey? Anything to do and see?
Oh, yeah. It's a different environment that we see down in the Florida and the Florida Keys for sure. We've got a lot more wrecks and structures outside of coral that are really active. We actually have a pretty robust diving community here, and I'm a scuba diver myself, so I've done it several times.
Well, I know them. I go up there every year at the end of March for the big Beneath the Sea Dive Show, and the divers up there are very colorful, and they say, hey, we got some of the best diving right here. You know what I'm saying? They kind of do that thing. I don't hear that in your voice, though, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm getting up there in years just a little bit, but I can tell you, last summer I had the opportunity to dive right in our inlet. We had some excellent visibility. For us, that's 20 or 30 feet, and I sat in our inlet at slack tide, and I just watched giant sea bass, striped bass. I saw a bull shark just swim right by me in and out of the inlet. To see the wildlife and the fish come in and out of our estuaries is something you don't see very often. So I was really impressed with that.
Yeah. Well, I've heard good things. I heard the water's a little colder than what we experienced down here in Florida. So that's kind of kept me out of it. And I love hearing the stories, though. But you could do that off your boat off of Jersey and just combine the two activities and just have a ball. And it sounds like that's what you do, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, cool. Well, Mark, thank you so much for giving us a little, man on the street report from the New York Boat Show. And hopefully that'll be the first boat show of the year that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the season.
Yes,
right?
Yep. If the rest of the season's as good as this show's been, it's going to be a banner year for boating. So.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And they can get a hold of them how, Patrick?
Mark, your website?
Yep. www.shelteredcovemarina.com.
All right. Perfect. All right, Mark, enjoy the boat show. And we got more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
You don't have a clue what it is like.
Now, basically, there's two ways to turn a boat. There's coming about, yeah, which is turning into the wind, and there's jibing, which is turning away from the wind. Now, jibing is something that you never want to do with a rookie on board, so let's give it a shot.
Well, wait. Why is jibing bad?
It's not bad, it's just fun. Jibe, oh!
Come on, babe, let's get over there.
This is the World of Boating. On, Greg, your first mate, that is me, along with Captain Patrick, and Barry the Boater. Hopefully, if things go well, we will connect with Captain Rusty from the Jacksonville Boat Show.
Because we just talked with Mark Hatman up at the premier boat show going on right now.
Right,
we're gonna talk about Jacksonville,
the yin and yang of boat shows.
Didn't they lose the Super Bowl or something like that?
I don't know. Did they?
I think so.
Don't be a hater, Patrick.
Them and their quarterback, Jake Jordles. Is it Jake Jordles?
I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, Rusty is busy. You know, having boats come off his hitch because he didn't put the lever down.
The lever, yes.
That's the technical term for it.
Speaking the Queen's English.
Yes. And so
by
anyway.
That, I mean Freddie Mercury Queen, not...
I'll tell you what, that thing hurts if you have your finger in the wrong place and you snap it down.
You can speak from experience. Can you bury the boater?
Oh, yeah.
Can you mark that, Greg? Can we cut that?
Why?
Because that was funny.
Okay. You say so. I thought it was mildly amusing.
No, that was classic Barry.
Okay, if you say so.
Barry hasn't been on all that often, so we got to take him as we get him.
Okay, true. They're anytime, few and far anytime, between.
Anytime he's talking about fingers getting caught,
that's just gold, is what you're saying.
Comedy gold.
All right, he's kind of like a Wile E. Coyote type of humorist. It sounds like.
Yeah, you're kind of like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, right, so let's, do we have some boating news that we can throw out there?
And this one is important. This one is important.
Important.
It is.
The first time.
The United States Coast Guard recently issued the following marine safety alert concerning marine navigation lights. So the preponderance of LED lighting in boats is where this is going, mm-hmm, because LED lighting is cool. You can light up your boat. You can light up the water. But the problem is, it's creating a hazard at nighttime navigation, and you need to be aware of that because boat manufacturers are offering. There's some boat manufacturers that offer interior lighting that will change color. Some is fixed color. It's white. It's bluish, green, things like that. Anything to kind of set off that glow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some inland waterways, and it varies from state to state as far as what they think is illegal. So the United States said numerous non-compliant lights and lighting schemes are at risk, putting you at risk. And just because something is offered for sale doesn't automatically make it safe or compliant. So whether you're buying a new boat or you're retrofitting an older one and you're going to put some of this lighting on your boat, or the boat that you're buying comes with it, make sure that they're providing you with documentation that that proves that it is in compliance with the United States Coast Guard.
Okay, now and compliance, once again, the type of light color?
It is the color. So
the color.
The U.S. Coast Guard is concerned.
So they don't want, the U.S. Coast Guard doesn't want the colors to clash.
No, because it comes down to navigation. Red, green, and all around white. You know, all around white, mast light when you're at anchor.
Right.
Okay,
so and they don't want that to clash with those colors.
So Well, not clash. They don't want them to be those colors.
Oh.
Because it could signal to an approaching boat.
What if the guy's a barber and he really has a thing for red and white and that, you know.
Just breathe, Patrick. Just breathe.
The U.S. Coast Guard is concerned about the sale and availability of unapproved recreational and commercial vessel navigation lights. Mm-hmm. Purchasers of such lighting should be aware replacement lighting may be improper for its application due to the failure by manufacturers to meet technical certification requirements. Furthermore, technical advances in marine lighting, such as the use of light-emitting diodes, LEDs, rope lighting, underwater lighting, and various other types of decorative lighting may violate navigation light provisions of nautical rules of the road.
We don't like your bling.
The requirements of all navigation lights aboard vessels are prescribed in Rules 20, 21.22, and Annex I of Rules of the Road, which is the Convention on International Regulations for Preventing Collisions at Sea, or 72 Coal Regs, or the Inland Navigation Rules 33 Code of Federal Regulations, Subchapter E.
Okay. So if your boat looks really cool and you love the way the light scheme is, just make sure it doesn't violate that code.
Here's the thing.
You're going to be screwed.
Patrick, let me simplify it for him.
Yes.
I thought I just did.
Try?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You don't want your boat looking like a buoy or a marker out there in the ocean at dark. When a boat's coming in and he's looking for a specific light and he sees one that's green or red, he's going to go towards it. And that may be someone's boat. You don't want that.
No.
Right. Not only that, people are, they're doing LED lighting around the rub rail. So what can happen is it will outshine your navigation lights that you have, your bow light, or if your bow light is split because you have a larger vessel, it can kind of make it to where you can't see that, and then an oncoming boat really has no idea what direction you're heading or what they're approaching. So to make it kind of even shorter is go to World of Boating on Facebook or worldofboating.com, and you will find the release from the U.S. Coast Guard. And yeah, we enjoy those things, and we like our boat to look kind of cool and unique out on the water, although now everybody's doing LED lighting, so you're going to look like everyone else. But just make sure, more than anything else, you're being safe out on the water, because you can put yourself and the other people in your vessel and other boats out on the water at risk of a collision. It is a very real threat.
All right. I believe we, do we have Rusty? Rusty, are you with us? Rusty?
Three.
Oh, no, we don't.
What?
I thought we had Rusty. I thought he wanted to chime in. He says, hey, I got a boat like that. It makes all kinds of pretty lights. But it was just
there is a good side to LED lighting, though. And that is, like on my boat, I used to have the regular incandescent bulbs for the anchor light and for the bow light.
Right.
Yeah. And by replacing them with LEDs, I know that they're not going to pop at the worst moment.
But that's different.
Yeah, I know. That's different. You're talking about these.
I'm talking about the rope light.
Massive amounts of LEDs out there, yeah, and are just lighting up their whole boat like a beacon.
Like I said, there's people, they're doing it in the rub rail. They're doing it on the underside of their windshield frame. Underneath their sun deck, inside the cockpit. To make the thing light up like the inside of a disco.
Yeah.
And
well, hey, if you don't have enough lights on your boat to create an epileptic seizure and some viewer cruising by, you haven't done your job.
And this is why I will never seriously take it that you tell me that you are a boater. Never, ever, ever.
No, that would be cool.
Never, ever. No, it would not be cool.
Okay, maybe Christmas light boat parade stuff.
That's
maybe
different. But that's a
but
known
if you do
event,
that any
it's
day.
It's usually monitored by the Coast Guard or another marine agency to make sure everybody's safe.
You know, neon lights lighting up the water under the water line are kind of cool. And then if you press a boat or button and like the music, it pulsates to the dance, like a little light show, mini light show. That's the thing these days. The kids are digging it, Patrick. Come on. But if they have like a plethora of colors, that wouldn't be the same, I wouldn't think, right? If you have your reds and your yellows and whites mixed, it'd be okay. It's just like if you just had isolated.
No, it's not okay.
That wouldn't work?
You have to make sure that the LED lighting that you're using, if you're doing any of this,
would be motion. It'd be like chaser lights, though. It wouldn't be like a steady light.
You have no idea how inland rules of the road, any of that stuff works as far as lights, blinking lights, anything like that, and what they denote and what it tells you. No blinking lights. No blinking lights.
So that gag nose I have that looks like the clown nose that lights up when I push it red, I should not take that out on the boat?
No, you should not take it out on the boat. Okay. Everybody else, you're perfectly fine. You, however, will find some nefarious use for it.
Well, yeah, I press it, it lights up, and you make that sound, womp, womp, you know, like Bozo. You know, just to punctuate, you know, like punchlines and things. Like when Barry the Boater had that funny line that made you laugh, I would have punctuated the effort if I would have had a red nose lit up and it made that little honky sound when you did it. You hear what I'm saying? Barry, you agree with me, right?
Where's that cricket?
Exactly.
Tough room. Wow.
Anyway, you know who could have used these lights? Did you see this video that came out? This boat crash that happened out in Oregon?
Tell us about it.
It's on worldofboating.com and World of Boating on Facebook. And there were multiple news agencies that carried this. But a fisherman who jumped into a bone-chilling water to dodge a speeding motorboat filed a $372,000 lawsuit alleging the other driver was distracted by his cell phone. When you watch this, this small fishing boat happened to be running like a GoPro. Mm-hmm. And there's three people in this aluminum fishing boat. And here is the speeding cabin cruiser.
Oh, yes, I did.
Coming, and the people jump off, and it drives right up over the top of this aluminum boat. I mean, destroyed the
awesome
thing.
Video.
It was. Scary,
it's got
though.
Millions of views.
Yes, it did. Just not on our site.
Yeah, and somebody suing somebody about that.
I just said that!
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. I tuned them out.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Scooter, everyone's counting on you. When the Titanic was sinking, the captain stayed on till the very end.
Yeah, well, I'm no captain, okay? I'm the other guy who dressed up like a lady and snuck into the lifeboat. I'm ashamed, but alive. Now let me go.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain. Though I'm feeling mighty sick.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Patrick, and Barry the Boater. All right, so that video...
We got that on the World of Boating Facebook page.
It's on World of Boating Facebook page and worldofboating.com. And I think, like I said, almost every major news organization has got, and you know, it's not clickbait for us. I mean, the stories that get posted and these videos and stuff, there's a great one of this boat launch down in New Zealand where, you know how they launch boats in New Zealand?
Because, I've heard of boats in New Zealand, but that's about it.
They launch them off the beach. So they have to have a means to, you know, get the trailers down on the beach and get the boats off. And usually the surf is incoming. And there's one that was posted, I think it was yesterday. And it shows the way they do it is the pickup truck, has got a hitch mounted on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the truck drives the trailer backwards, if you will.
Right.
Follow.
They leave the hitch up.
Into the surf. And then the boat has to power off and get spun around as all this heavy surf is oncoming and try to make it out. So this truck, if you see the video, it is a crying shame, especially the after effect. This truck got caught and got rolled, and thankfully the driver, I mean, because the truck got drug into the surf, and once it was drug into the surf, the driver, you see him climb out, and then you see like the truck gets turned sideways, and then it just gets rolled again and again and again, and by the time they hauled it out at the boat ramp, it's a total loss, but not only that, when you look at it, the water looked like what it looks like today down where Barry's at. I mean, you should not have been trying to go boating. There's just some place, do you think, Greg, there's just some places in the world that man, and by man I mean men and women, just isn't meant to boat?
Well, there's always going to be someone there to push the envelope.
That's not what I asked.
Yeah, well, I'm saying. So I don't think there's a limit as far as what people will try. Just like that guy who had the truck, thought he could pull it off, and obviously he pushed the envelope a little too far.
See, now I have to go to Barry. Barry, you understand my question, right?
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Common sense, but common sense goes out the door as soon as they get in the water.
Good point.
Yeah, I just think there's certain areas that, you know, look, if there's no boat ramp,
that's one sign.
And you got to launch off the beach in the heavy surf. And you got to remember, when you're launching off the beach in the heavy surf, you know, really the way to do it, if you were doing that, would be to reverse the whole rig backwards and hook the rear of the trailer up to the front of the truck and put the stop on the rear of the trailer, so that the front of the trailer is free, so that the boat, when you put it into the surf, it could drive forward right off and just go.
Yeah.
Not have to spin around in the surf.
Well, Barry does this all the time with his boat.
What?
No, you back your boat into the...
First of all, my boat's already in the water when you get to it.
Well, true.
It's already set up.
Well, but you back your boat back into the thing. Have you ever went a little bit too far and spin them wheels trying to pull out of there? And maybe push the envelope a little bit.
I carry a chalk with me. Especially there are some ramps that are very steep that I've slid down a little bit.
So that's the trick: is just put a chalk in to make sure.
Trick. That's an excellent tip, actually.
Yeah.
Because they are, but when you do a chalk, you got to get the one that's used, the two that go on either side of the tire, Barry.
It has like a little angle to it, not just a piece of wood.
Right. And, you know, that's certainly a great safety measure, especially if you're doing it by yourself, because even when you back down and, of course, you put your vehicle back in the park, you set the emergency brake, you turn the vehicle off, then exit, bad things can still happen, especially if you're by yourself and you're trying to power your boat off the trailer because maybe the ramp, it's low tide and you really can't float it off. And you see it happen all the time where vehicles get pulled down the ramp into the water, and most people never occurs to them to put the boat in the forward and apply some horsepower to keep the rig from sliding further into the water just to maintain position.
And also you have to remember the emergency brake only locks the rear wheels, which are the closest to the water.
Yep.
They do nothing for the front. So as soon as you let go of that brake, you only have two wheels holding you in place.
I'll tell you, there's one at Port Canaveral out by Scorpions that when you get out on this thing, you better, A, have a Sherpa guide with you, and two, I mean, you got to have, like, traction boots that are able to dig into concrete, because as soon as you step out, guaranteed, you are going down. Yeah, I mean, you have to hold... The angle is that steep, and it's that slippery to where you have to hold on to your vehicle while you're walking back towards your boat. Otherwise, you're going down.
Yeah, it has
trust
that green
me.
Slime on there.
Yeah,
algae.
Right?
A bunch of algae there.
Yeah, it is absolutely, and it's right by the locks too, so it gets used a lot.
So chocks are a good tip.
It's a good thing there's to have, certainly.
I mean, when you get into a problem, though, just floor it, like you said?
No, don't floor it. You didn't hear a word I said.
No, you other said
than,
make sure it's in forward.
I said put it in a forward and gently apply horsepower to keep the rig from sliding further back into the water. If you punch it, you're going to go up over the bow stand, and you're going to wind up in the back of the vehicle is what's going to happen.
You're
keeping it. It's at idle speed in forward, keeps it in place.
Low torque.
It helps if you have a second person with you because they'll cut the engine and you start to pull up.
Yeah. Well, that would that'd be where the Sherpa comes in.
The Sherpa guy is to guide you, or to call 911.
Okay. All right. So, in Barry the boaters' world, I would be the Sherpa. Right?
Sure.
Okay, sure. We'll go with that.
It begins with SH, so we'll go with that.
All right, fair enough. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
As a boater.
Stay boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.